So welcome everyone to day 19 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself arrive in your chair, in your space, wherever that space might be, the studio, home, up in Maine, with the beautiful view out the window, landing in our bodies, and landing here on day 19, and continuing our discussion of gratitude, today I want to invite you to notice your successes. So just arriving in your seat. Yay! Kudos for you. So often we're just skipping over all the things we actually get done and focusing in on all the things that are not done on the do list. So I want to invite you today to notice your successes, particularly the small ones, particularly just the ordinary things that you get done. And one of the ways that Rick Hansen talks about successes that I think is really helpful is he divides them into outcomes, like getting the thing done on the do list or brushing your teeth, like things you have to get done, but also those process goals that we have. And the way that he talks about that is really interesting. It's about living according to our values. So that we can be successful by being in integrity, of showing up the way that we want to show up, which is not really getting anything done, but it's much larger kinds of goals. And also all the little steps that we do, that we take towards a larger goal. So it's so hard to see the little successes. We have our eyes on the horizon of getting the degree or finishing the big project. But if we can really lean into all the small successes, ordinary successes, process successes, you know, being kind to the person next to you, really making the change that you want to be, really leaning into all the ways in which things are going right for you. It's not just the trophy on the wall, he says. It's really the day-to-day living with ourselves and with others. So let that be the ground of your practice today, to notice the small successes. So shifting to our more formal practice, again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat. Letting yourself notice all the ways that you show up that you really want to show up as, for yourself and for others. And from that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, so a sense of opening and softening in front. So you have a strong back and a soft front. Then hands resting comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.